Congressman Ed Whitfield opened the hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, saying documents show a calculated strategy by Saddam Hussein to use foreign officials to his benefit.
Documents presented here today appear to confirm that some of these individuals were indeed using the Oil for Food program for their own purposes. I can think of no legitimate reason for any politician or government official of any nation to receive oil from Saddam Hussein. Ironically, every dollar that these people took out of the program was money that should have gone to help the Iraqi people.
Robert Smego, an Arabic language specialist, translated some 23,000 documents, including those from Iraq's State Oil Marketing Organization and the Iraqi Intelligence Service. In testimony, he provided these details to Congressman Whitfield from one among thousands of Iraqi documents transferred to digital form and stored on some 21 DVDs.
Iraq was planned to take a portion of its oil during the phase and distribute it to friendly companies and distinguished personalities. Approximately 80 million barrels to the friendly, and I quote, to the friendly nations, companies, and political establishments, end quote, at the rate specified.
Exhibit 2, does it also mention Russia, France, and China?
Yes, at the rates of Russia receiving 40%, France 15%, and China 11% of the approximately 80 million barrels.
John Fawcett, who has worked intensively to uncover financial wrongdoing in the UN program, had this testimony about where money from Oil for Food program kickbacks went.
Kickbacks were sent back to bank accounts in Jordan, largely. Depending on the humanitarian side, the accounts were registered to the relevant ministry. Mm-hmm. And my understanding of the mechanism is that the signatories from that ministry, as soon as the money was received, sent it on to another bank account of which they didn't know much about, implying that it was going to either Saddam's family or to the Iraqi intelligence.
Among documents in the hands of congressional investigators are those showing Iraqi oil allocations going to what was once known as Russia's Unity Party, along with officials in the Russian Foreign Ministry, Communist Party, Liberal Democratic Party, funded by ultranationalist Vladimir Zhirinovsky. In an interview Monday with Echo Moskva Radio, Mr. Zhirinovsky had this response to the allegation. Mr. Zhirinovsky says he has never signed a single contract and never received a single cent from Iraq. He says there is no proof he has taken a single dollar from Iraq. Joy Gordon, an expert on U.N. sanctions against Iraq, said the United States and key nations on the U.N. Security Council must shoulder much of the blame for failing to use what she maintains were existing elaborate methods of oversight to prevent abuse of the program through smuggling and kickbacks.
Many of the accusations that have been lobbied against the United Nations regarding the Oil for Food program, in fact, go to decisions on the part of the Security Council itself, or actions or failures to act on the part of the member states of the Security Council.
U.S. officials contend the United States, with help from Britain, did everything it could within the United Nations 661 Committee overseeing Oil for Food in response to emerging evidence of oil surcharges and helped place holds on certain contracts. Gerald Anderson, director of the State Department's Office of Peacekeeping, Sanctions, and Counterterrorism, says these efforts were frustrated by politics and national economic interests in the Security Council.
U.S. efforts to keep the comprehensive sanctions regime in place repeatedly were challenged by council members whose national firms would derive economic benefit from the lifting of sanctions.
However, many lawmakers remain dissatisfied with U.S. explanations to date. Congressman Bart Stupak is a Democratic lawmaker who asserts more investigation is needed to determine what the United States and others knew about corruption.
No one seems to want to know about the relationship of U.S. oil companies to the shady middlemen and the oil traders who actually lifted oil from Iraq. This is not a simple criminal or ethical matter, as it is often portrayed. It was a system built by geopolitical realities that everyone was aware of and either condoned or chose to ignore at the time.
The House hearing took place a day before the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations holds a similar hearing focusing on Saddam Hussein's manipulation of oil contracts to influence foreign government officials. Testimony at that hearing will include an appearance by a British lawmaker, George Galloway, who, along with a former French Interior Minister, Charles Pasqua, has denied receiving oil allocations under Saddam Hussein's manipulation of the Oil for Food program. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol.